Blog Talk Radio.
Are you staring at my comment? Fearing it's gonna always be you sharing me with all them. Wrong. How dare I say ignore them? Preparing for that day I leave you here and switch you for them. It's hard, you know, temptation and all. Bitches out here trying to see if my relationship's strong. Get a place in the charts, so run away from your heart. Gave this music my all, nothing is sacred no more. I'm wrong. But I'm promising you better though. Your friends saying let them go. And we ain't getting any younger. I can give them now, but I can promise you forever though. That's right.
You got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, if that's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Love. Baby, I've been making plans for you. Baby, I've been making plans.
The realest shit I ever wrote.
Baby, I've been making plans for you.
The realest shit I ever wrote.
Yeah.
You have a new love. I'll admit it. Let me be hypothetical. If the day I find a woman, I'd probably be scared to share it. The idea of me finding love.
Are you in a relationship or just relating? Now, I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this or maybe sound like a pick me, but if you know me, you know that's not the issue. But women of this generation think they are the prize and a man is just something to have because, you know, we're all taught that a man is, you know, good for protecting and providing. Or you get the confused men that question the 50-50 or what one another brings to the table. And it led me to questioning, are relationships even worth it? Now, I've been doing some research, and to speak for self, you know, I've been single 7 years, so I'm taking that with surrounding information, and I want to analyze the elephant in the room. So welcome back to Vibrate Higher, all you Vibaronis and new ears. I am Lissa Renee, and of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Queen Rich. Hey, lady, how you feeling, and how was your day?
Hey, I am feeling grand, as usual. Today was great. I actually got off a little early due to connection. I'm having some weather issues my way, watching these storm clouds, girl, closely because we don't need any mishaps. But it's a beautiful, beautiful day. I love storms, and we're getting a few of them. We got a few scattered tornado warnings and stuff around us, but for the most part, staying safe and sane. Ooh, these kids, girl. I just had to tell my son I was doing my show 3 times. I don't know what's wrong with his hearing, but hey, we on here. We live, baby. How y'all doing tonight? We love y'all, and we're happy to be back. I know I am.
Most definitely. And, you know, I'm usually on a few minutes earlier doing sound checks and whatnot, but I had to run up the street to the store because I realized, you know, I ain't even rolled up. So I get to the fucking store, you know, and I don't know why, but, you know, for some reason, this new generation cannot count back change, especially when you break 100. It's not that
Ooh-wee.
Fucking hard. So you want to tell me, oh, I gave you $58 back. No, bitch, you gave me $48. Like I told her, and you know how she reminded me of the period, girl, or whatever the fuck that bitch was on there saying.
Uh-huh.
So she was, when I came back in the store, she, you know what I'm saying, she could tell I was already on some other shit, and she tried to tell me what she gave me back, and I'm just like, nah, baby. She was like, oh, no, hon. I thought she looked at the money in my hand and told me it was $58. $220,
like
a 5, and 3 ones. Girl, so that's why I was running late. But today, you know, I just took some time off because I really just want to sit with myself, like just take a mini vacation. I really even don't got shit to do. Like I can play catch up on some reading or writing, but I just feel like this week, because, you know, I always give myself a lesson for the week, and I was just like, I will not cross over into a new life leaving this one working for a white man, the white man, or any other person besides myself. Like, I'm on a mission, and so I feel like we all should want more than what we're giving ourselves out of life, even if we are going above and beyond, you know. And for me, I want more than what I even give myself now. And I know, like, that's cutting it close because I'm always trying to fucking do something to keep busy. But I want so much out of this life before I go into the next one. And so today, you know, you spoke on networking, and so I reached out to Coop, and I was just like, you know, what do you think about a trailer or a mini movie for my book that's dropping? And he was just like, it's a go. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what you got. We're going to work with it. We're going to get it done. And so starting next month, I will be shooting some scenes. And if you know about the Red Room, you know it's a little risque. Hey, we're going to take it
down. Damn.
And so, yeah, you know, the Red Room is erotic, but it's my erotica. And I read that shit this week because, I'm trying to make sure everything aligns because so much shit has happened. I want to make sure, like, I'm not losing the followers when, you know, they are reading the material because Nicole, may she rest in peace. She told me, you know, when I wrote my first book, and that was Erotic Aphrodisiac, she was just like, I like the stories, but it seemed all over the place. So I wanted to make sure I could take my readers down there, and they felt like, hey, shit, I'm living this too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my best friend. I'm walking in her shoes. And so, yeah, so it not only gives me that outer body experience, but, shit, I wrote it and I lived it. So I'm no longer waiting. I'm putting myself out there for everything I feel I want and need and I know I can do. But before we get into today's show, I seen a post on Facebook and it said, ain't nobody said shit about 420. Y'all must be doing crack. So I wanted to ask, you know, I know we're not podcasting tomorrow, but Queen Rich, do you have any plans for 420? Because I know we're not doing no crack.
Girl, hell no. I'm working, hell. Smoke like I'm like it's 420 anyway. Like, no, same old, same old. I'm not going to no parties. I'm not buying no extra shit. I'm still smoking on what I got. You know, I might buy a few extra cigars. Might, you know, face to hot box, something like that. But, you know, no extra things. You know, happy 420, everybody, out to the stoners and everything. Roll up. But all the extra shit, girl, I don't even be feeling like celebrating anything at all. I don't care what it is.
No, for real, because I feel like, I didn't want to just say you, because I know I smoke how I want to when I want to. It's just another fucking day. Outside of it being my mother's birthday, you know, it really is just another day. Yeah. And I be on her a lot about celebrating, but she went from a week to a day, so I'll take that. But I will say I sold out on all the 20 edible meals that I did make, and I did include an edible snack on the side. So I'll be taking my kids to the fair with that little money. And, again, it's just a regular day, you know, besides making sure my mind enjoy her day, I'm going to relax. But
I want my steak
elephant in the room. You don't never, like, when you tell me you here, it'd be like, I'm here. Not like, hey, we come and get my shit ready. It's like, I'm here. And I don't, like,
I
used to, but I'm real big on not eating a lot of meat. So I don't like to keep that shit cooked because my neighbor across the street, him and his wife, they went through it. So he don't come get placed like that no more. And I don't want to just let it sit. So I definitely when you do come. And, nah, we good. Before, I want to ask you these questions, and this is just open question, you know, two open questions to all of the listeners, but I want you to answer them maybe later in the show. So jumping into tonight's episode, I want these two questions to sit in your beautiful minds, especially for all the high-vibrating people. So question number one, and there's no right or wrong answer, let me say that. Are you in a relationship or are you just relating? And this is to everybody listening, so if you feel like you want to call in, drop something in the comments, we hear we live. And number two, if a gun was to your head and someone asked you if a relationship was worth it, would it be a simple yes or a simple no? And them just the questions that I want everybody to just think about. So for me, thinking is needed for either question. But most people, they do like to weigh the odds before they make a quick decision. But if you ask me, I could tell you right now, and it's not because I'm not in a relationship, but I'm not in a relationship. So for me, it would just be relating. And I don't feel relationships are worth it. For me to be single 7 years, I know it sounds like maybe you upset because you can't find a man or you get in a relationship, can't keep one. When the case is, I know that I was wrong then, and most of the times, I was the problem. I was about to correct myself and say sometimes, but most of the times, I was the problem. And in the age of accountability, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. And I don't want to cheat you out of a full relationship or something that, you know what I'm saying, you have longevity and you see something being, you know, something fruition and it is really shit when you get it. So I don't want to never make someone feel like, hey, we're going to do this, because I know I'm not ready for a relationship and I'm going to stay single until I feel like I'm ready to be in a relationship. But I did want to go down there, you know, like, what is a relationship? And, you know, as I always say, to understand the word, you must know where it derived from. And a little bit of etymology today, the word relationship, it comes from a few words. So when you break it down in about the 1300s, you have relations. And it's spelled a little bit differently, but it means relationships, connections, correspondence. In about 1400s, it moved to an act of telling or relating in words. And that goes from Anglo-French to Old French. And so when you go to the Old French relations, it was to report, connect. And from Latin, when you break it down even further, it does mean to, well, it means a bringing back or restoring, you know, a report. And so the meaning today, you know, well, back in the 1500s, I feel like, well, that's when you would say, like, you know, the phase was put in that they did not mean from the same family, you know, relationships. That's when they finally put it in. I guess they was back fucking their cousins. Well, we knew they was fucking their cousins back then, but they had to make it known that relationships was not in the same family. I just wanted to be honest. And so today, some common definitions you will receive will be, you know, the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people connect, you know, the state of being connected by blood or marriage, you know, emotional and sexual association between two people, whatever. So I'm going to come back to that, but I wanted to ask, like, before we get down into there, where we're going, Queen Rich, if the roles were reversed, would you date you?
Girl, I was asking myself that. I was real life thinking this the other fucking day. Would I date me? I think I definitely would, because I feel like I am a easygoing, fun person to be around. Listen, hear me out, to be around. Now, as far, I can admit this, as far as being in a relationship, I'm complicated, baby. I'm very complicated. I'm so sassy, like, regardless of what I wear, who you think I am, you don't know me. I'm sassy. And I get attitudes, but I feel like I'm more willing to work on things than just give up. And I don't know. I would definitely date me. Now.
Okay.
Back in the day, hell.
But I wanted to see, why would you say that? Like, if you took everything you felt about yourself, you know, you're this fun, outgoing person, how do you think other people view you? Before you answer that, what you're about to say, I'm sorry to cut you off, but how do you think other people view you? Because, you know, sometimes we think, hey, I am this person, but the way that we view ourselves is very different from the way that other people view us. But
yes.
I would agree, you sassy, right. But that's funny.
Well, I think that other people would view me off top from, you know, just not really knowing me, I don't know, or just just meeting somebody, dating somebody. It comes out like, I don't know. I've been told that I was selfish and considerate. What else? A hoe, all types of shit, girl. Like, I've been told all that throughout every relationship I've been in. But everybody wanted to marry me. So, I don't know. I don't know.
I can honestly say I would not date me. I would not fucking date me because I'm still a fucking mystery to myself. Like, I like my space, but I want to be held at times. I want to be mad, but I don't want you to allow me to stay there. I want you at your best and your worst, you know, on your worst days, but I can't understand the days that you don't want me there. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like you want to give your heart. But, you know, love is just where it starts, and that's not where it's going to end. And, you know, you might even be cool with it and say, you know, we can be friends, but it makes it hard. Oh, this shit sounds like a poem. But it makes it hard to love and trust again. And, you know, okay, we get it. You know, take pain out of the equation. I still can't stop myself from overthinking. Like, it's kind of like for me, I know my purpose, right. And I know I will find love, but until I'm right with me, I won't give you the damaged pieces because is this going to be a failing relationship from the start? But, you know, we talk about the good attributes of, you know, well, the attributes of a good relationship all the time. And I believe as people, we give, you know, relationship advice. Some people shouldn't, but we all do because we can relate, right? But do we honestly, like, do we honestly talk about making the relationship work? Do we as individuals even know what it takes to make the relationship work? And for all the people that can easily say yes to the question, why the fuck the shit ain't perfect? Why your relationship ain't perfect? And I do get it. You know, there's no such thing as a perfect relationship, but you can create your own perfection and grow in love. And so for you, I mean, I know those questions were, you know, in general, but I want to ask you directly, Queen Rich, like, what are we basing relationships off of these days? Like, are we comparing relationships to the 30s and 50s from what we know or Tyler Perry movies? Like, where are we basing it? Like,
I don't base mine or, you know, what I expect mine to be off of anybody. I make my own rules. And like I said before, like, some people look forward to just like, you know, marriage. What do people want to get married for? What is the, you know what I'm saying? Is it the big extravagant wedding? Is it, you know what I'm saying, the look or just to be saying you married? But all of that ties in together. I'm not sure what relationships are based off now because it's, you know, it's tough. I am in one, but it's tough to know exactly because seeing some of the things that happen in other relationships or, you know what I mean, shit like that, it don't fit well because I've been all types of shit in relationships, even the one I'm in now, honestly. I've been all types of shit. But I'm like, damn, you fuck up, and you force it for over a matter of years. If there's no change from the first fuck up, because, you know, dirt is dirt. You can hurt a woman or a man, you know, you can hurt somebody by cheating, yes, but outside of that, people feel, you know, it ain't just about motherfuckers cheating that ruins a relationship. People feel unappreciated. People feel low and, like, unseen, unheard, all types of shit. And I don't feel like, you know, people look at that. All it is about cheating nowadays. And the only thing that you care about is if a nigga is sleeping with this motherfucker or a bitch sleeping with this motherfucker. Like, where? You don't care if a motherfucker making you feel loved and beautiful every day. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's ratchet, if you ask me. This is, like, the most ratchetest. And I can't even say that. I'm not going to act like my relationship is perfect or I'm perfect in this relationship because it's far from it. But what I can say is things that we go through can be worked on. You know what I'm saying? Or worked out. It ain't been so bad to where it's like, damn, I'm just here because this bitch got a car. Or I'm here because shit, we invested, you know, both of us invested money in all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit like that, like stupid ass shit, bitch. If this shit ain't supposed to be, it ain't gonna be. And when it comes to that end, I'm willing to leave everything and start over. You know what I'm saying? If I'm feeling so low to where I can't bring myself up, I can't pull me out, or we can't work each other, like, you know what I'm saying, work on this and do this and actually come up out of it together. If I don't feel that with you, then I can't be with you. If I used to feel that and no longer feel as that, I don't know, but a lot of shit is just, it's based off of, it's because people don't have morals, you know? It just ain't the same.
Yeah, and you touched on something that I was getting ready to say because, you know, I asked you that because we all hear that 50-50, I want you to pay. We split this shit down the middle. That's not fucking balance. People think 50-50 is balanced because it adds up to 100. No, the fuck it's not. Your balance is whatever balance you the fuck out. And then you hear, you know, the man pays all the bills or what can you bring to the table conversations, you know, and it makes me wonder how did we even fucking get here? And you said something earlier about words. because we can, you know, we can start with confusion just to pinpoint some shit. You're my better half,
right.
But when we get into it, we don't know how to argue, so we say hurtful shit that we can either discuss afterwards or we didn't. But damn, them words hit like Mike Tyson, so I debate with myself, if you the person for me? And I get it, it's
right.
an argument. But when you start spurring out those hateful-ass slurs or knowing damn well you got to hit below the belt, and it's going to make me, you're going to hit me where it's going to make me sick, you've been sitting with that shit as well. You've been wanting to say that
right.
shit. And you didn't know how to express the
right.
shit to me, so an argument was a fine time, right? Or maybe I'm just stuck on the little things. But people, like you said, people don't look at ruin, you know, the words or not the actions, you know, any other action outside of cheating as, you know, ruining relationship. It's just they don't give a fuck about nothing.
Right.
Is you cheating?
Nothing.
Bitch, what if I'm not just happy? I'm not happy. You don't know how to communicate. It's other things that ruin the relationships, and people, they just let that shit slip by. But I did grab just a small clip. It's not even a minute. And I'm hoping this is the correct one. Again, I ran out of time today, so y'all bear with me. But I want to play this clip, and I just want to get your thoughts after this clip.
She said, 999, what's your emergency? I said, my heart hurts. She said, that's not a crime, miss. I said, but it should be. How is it not criminal that someone can tear apart a beating heart and live freely? She said, I don't know, but it's not something I can help you with. Then who can? Who can help me? Because the pain in my body feels like it could break me, yet you're telling me it's not a crime committed because there's no external infliction. You want cuts and bruises on my body in order to take my name, but cuts and bruises to my mind and my heart don't seem to be enough. It feels like an emergency. It felt like an emergency to me.
Your thoughts before I say what I'm going to say?
That was deep. That was real simple and deep. Because, damn, no, for real, people don't think of the shit they say. And, you know, you think just because physical abuse, one female or woman may, or man, whoever the fuck, may have been through physical abuse. One may have been through verbal abuse. One may have been through mental. I think the people that go through mental abuse gets it the worst because shit sticks, and that shit is the worst to get over. You know, scars heal, your skin heals, shit like that. But how do you heal the mind after, you know, certain shit's been said?
You know, I used to question that shit because somebody asked me that, you know, and I don't even like to put pain on a scale because whether it's mentally, verbally, or physically, the shit hurts. But a lot of people do say that mental abuse is worse than physical abuse. A lot of people say they'd rather be, you know, physically abused than verbally and emotionally. And I never really understood that shit. But like the fucking clip said, you have to really go through something like that to really understand where people like that come from. And so I say, is the pain worth it in a relationship? Now, I'm not saying that you're not going to go through shit, because that would be fucking stupid and a lie. But people laugh when you think about, like, broken, like, hearts breaking, broken hearts. Like, you can fucking die from a broken heart.
That
will cause you to fucking stroke out and have a massive heart attack. And some people aren't able to bounce back from that shit, like you said. How do you bounce back mentally when, shit, you're my person and you cut me, you know, you cut me deep. And, you know, I'll never today I felt the pain of being hurt to my core. Like, when I tell you that shit, I felt it through and through. It hurt worse than having my jaw broke, my throat cut. Like, it felt like the car wreck I was in. And all I could hear was ringing. Because to most people, words cut like a knife. But those words, for me, they were so forbidding. I temporarily lost my hearing. And this ain't no cap, like, I'm dead ass here. Like, I just heard ringing.
And it was
for me to feel, because, again, I used to laugh, because how the fuck would you rather be physically abused than mentally abused? I didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go through that shit. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to go there because that's not where I'm trying to go today. But Queen Rich, when it comes to pain in relationships, is it worth it? And was there anything, like,
you didn't know about a person before you already started fucking with them, because I don't give a damn what nobody say. Before you start fucking with a person, you know of them, about them, you've heard something. You don't just say, hey, I'm gonna date you, and they just come out of nowhere. So has there been, like, anything? Because I know for me, I found out something recently, and it caused, like, new pain in my life. But have you ever just, like, had to deal with some new pain while just being in what you felt was maybe even just the best relationship ever, or just finding out about it later, and is the pain worth it? Any pain at all?
I found out a lot of shit after the fact. And then, you know, because once you start fucking with somebody, it's like, damn, okay, maybe I can deal with this. Or maybe I can deal with shit that start getting out of hand, girl, like, for real. Seriously, like, spiraling down. Like, and I should have known then just from my intuition, period. But, yes, I've been in a situation like that, and no, the pain was not worth it at all, at fucking all. I've been experiencing some unbearable pain, you know what I'm saying? It was not worth it. Fuck no, it was not worth it, because even then, you know how you fuck with somebody and you kind of, you start seeing the type of person they is little by little.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they full blown,
they start showing
that skin that you was attracted to and shit like that. Like, you just become just disgusted. Just so disgusted. But it go like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't regret any relationship that I've been through, because each one was a lesson. And I feel like that's all that this shit is in life. Lessons, because nothing lasts forever. I know that it's hard to get other people to understand that, but it's just a fact. Like, shit, that's how I look at my book. Shit, I say my book because I look at my life like my book. Shit, like, it's a reason for everybody. You encounter people, you know what I mean. You get attracted, you get attached. You know, you connect and shit like that with people that are supposed to shit, that aren't meant to stay around for long at all. And some people are meant to stay around, but. Like, girl, I just don't even want to. I said I wasn't even going to talk about it, but, like, literally, I've had one worst relationship of my entire life. I haven't dated a whole lot of people. I ain't going to say I ain't fucked a lot of people, but, you know, I'm just saying, everybody ain't got my heart, you know, but with these relationships, man, like, that was the worst shit. And that was one thing that I said I wasn't going to do on season 3, girl. You got me doing it, but it's okay. It's okay, because I made it through, and I'm happy with myself and how shit, you know, how I woke up to shit. You know what I mean? Because, man, I was a hard head, and I didn't believe that I could, you know, you don't believe that you can let yourself be treated in such a way. And when it happens, not when it happens, while it's happening, you don't really think too much of it, or you might think too much, but you don't do shit about it. Afterwards, you're like, damn, this bitch was really haunting me. You know? Like, damn, I was really, like I was really hoed. But I'm over it. I'm happy that, you know what I mean, I was able to put the pieces back together in my life afterwards. And, hey, I had to go through a lot of shit, but that's what choices, you know what I mean? That's what decisions and choices get you. You have a choice. And there's something that you got to open your eyes to in a lot of with that type of with relationships and shit like that. You have a choice. I always know you have a fucking choice.
Facts. And going back to what you said about while you're going through it, because we sit up a lot of times, I know me speaking for myself, shit, that ain't going to happen to me. Motherfucker couldn't do me like that. You know what I'm saying? You get done like that. But I never be fucked up about it. Like, there's no bitch that can be like, oh, this bitch hit my phone. No. If I ever fucking got into it with a bitch, it's because you fucking like the one bitch. You want to send a picture of a gun and some brass knuckles to my fucking phone. Okay, well, I'm going to give you a reason to pull that motherfucker. So then, now I'm going to tell you everything. But as far as me just getting into it with people and shit like that, behind the shit that people do to me, I never did it, because I've never, like, been like, oh, I don't know why a motherfucker doing this to me. I know why a motherfucker doing what they doing to me. I mean, I might not have noticed it at the time, but shit, people do everything to get a motherfucker, but they don't do the same shit to keep that motherfucker. So, you know, people, they get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? You start slacking on whatever duty you fucking had. Whatever. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm so sorry, but you just brought, like, you know what I'm saying? That shit just brought me back. I feel like karma happens. You know what I'm saying? Karma happened with that, really, because I ain't going to lie, I had a soft-ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? He was always want to be up under me, and you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, was so in love and wanted four kids.
He would
and
beat him up.
All this and that. I would beat him up and just do it, you know what I'm saying? You know, and after I actually, you know, crossed over, it was like I went through these same shit, like unaffectionate, that don't touch me, no fucking, all of that shit, like, really came back on me, and I was like, you know what, there's something here. Now, I hope, because it makes you feel so damn miserable, and when you get to feeling miserable, you think, what did I do to deserve this? And you kind of backtrack. Now, every incident that happened in this next relationship, I did to the opposite person in the last relationship. And I think that's what made me come to, like, boop. Oh, okay, now I get it. Yeah, that's what that was. That's exactly what the fuck that was.
And, you know, it do be karma. That's exactly what it is. And for me, like, I've always been one of them people, and I think it started with me already knowing how the game go. So I'm going to get you before you get me. And I'm beating got my lick back 200,000 times so you can get your one, or maybe your two, because you probably done already got your one in, because I'm already knowing how you're going to move. And I'm never the person just like, hey, I'm going to cheat on you. That's not how you operate. But I have this shit in my, I'm like, I don't play them type of games no more, because always out. Whatever circle you want to run, bitch, we'll run it. We'll run the biggest lap around this motherfucker. And I promise you, you're going to be hurt. But again, it does always come back on you. And it brought me to this time. You speaking of your situation made me think of Tony. In high school, like, we knew each other from 10, you know, Tony. And, you know, I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm so bad at name dropping. I can't help it. And so he was just always so nice to me, you know, and me, him, and Donovan, we always used to hang around in high school. Like, we was always cool, whether we were skipping school, going to get something to eat. Shit, we chilled outside of school. So he was just always so nice to me. He would even go pick up my boyfriend, like, if I needed him to go pick him up or anything like that. Like, he was just super nice like that. And I knew he was in love with me. Like, every time I go around his family, he'd be like, his family, like, his mama and his sister, they'd be like, because one day we was at the store, and he was looking at some lady butt, and his nephew had said something to him about it, and they was like, you better stop, you know his girlfriend right there. I'm not his girlfriend, and he could look at whatever he want to look at. You know what I'm saying? Because, shit, I really didn't care, but, shit, I took advantage of that, and, shit, I got that shit back times 10. But, okay, going back to the topic, you know, we can say let's take pain out of the relationship, because you learn to heal and you move on for the most part, you know? But is any of that a bringing back? Is that in any way restoring you or the situation? And I know, like, you're in a relationship now, and just, you know, I feel like, not that there's a side to choose, but I feel like you're more on the side of relationships being worth it. And I wanted to see, like, what makes you feel like, or say, you know, relationship, or even just your current relationship is just, like, worth it, every, you know, or any relationship.
Companionship. You know, the biggest part about this relationship is the friendship in it. because a lot of things, you know, uncomfortable to talk about, being that we are girlfriends, but also being that we're friends, you know what I'm saying, we can talk about a lot of shit. It's just the uncomfortable things that make it kind of hard, but it's definitely the friendship. I can't say anything else, because it's definitely the friendship. I shouldn't have to confide in anyone else. You get what I mean? Not that I can't or it's against, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep this with us and this is us. No, that's not what I mean. Deeper feelings that I feel, not just about her, just about myself, period. I feel like that's what your partner should be, and I think that I have that. damn, Lissa.
No, I'm really glad you said that because it was going to lead me into what I'm saying. I like how everything you're saying is aligning with what's on my mind because I'd like to say love has, like, the times have changed when you're looking at the timeline of love. And I want to say in ways it's gotten better for people that know their worth, but worse for this generation. And I feel like this generation, they don't know how to stick that shit out. Like, they don't know how to thug it out within the household. You got to run, tell mama, run, tell big sister, run, tell big brother. I don't like that. And I feel like for me, that caused a lot of drama because if I'm willing to walk through this fire, this rain, whatever the fucking storm we going through, why are you calling your mama? Like, why are you, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you not comfortable with saying, hey, I need this? Why are you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. I'm not saying you can't interact with your people, but if we grown and we doing this together, why is outsiders' opinions needed? And for me, I don't know, but I feel like I've had relationships with younger and older men, but I know, like, for sure I would never have another fucking relationship with a person younger than me again. And I was doing something the other day, and, no, seriously, and date within your age range popped in my head. And let me say, I do know that love has no limits once you turn of age. I'm not saying that. Now, don't be no pervert, motherfucker. That's not what I'm saying. Once you turn of age,
right,
you're more than welcome to date a motherfucker a year older than you. If you 20, you in May, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Date within the age range. But I feel like I know people, the younger generation, they don't know how to take a hit. And I don't know if motherfuckers date outside their age range because they washed up or ran through, or motherfuckers date because they have daddy issues, mama issues, whatever the situation may be. And, you know, again, sometimes motherfuckers just fall in love and pay no mind to the age, you know what I'm saying? Because that person makes them feel alive again, and I totally get it. But when it comes to motherfuckers that's not from America, they don't care about the age. For us as individuals, when it comes to relationships, they say no because they state that we're designed for divorce. And while I think I was in the middle of meditating and I seen that shit when I was done, and just that little piece made me go watch what he was saying because I was like, you got to be something else to this. It ain't no, you know what I'm saying? He ain't just going to say that shit for no reason. And him saying, you know, basically he was just saying, you know, American women are designed for divorce. And I just, again, I had to know what made him feel this way. And basically he's saying what I'm saying, you know, they don't know how to take a hit. Everything, you know, you get on my nerves, I want to divorce you. Or they don't know how to argue, so they want a divorce. Or they don't know how to communicate, so they want a divorce. Everything results, it ends in, you know, divorce. And when shit gets hard, like, they state, you know, and these are people that are not in the Americas, you know, they do state that we're ready to break. And I don't know. I think I agree. And that's why it made me bring up age, because I honestly believe taking a hit comes with the age and the mentality of the person you choose to deal with. I don't want no talk-eating-ass motherfucker. Like, not to say that has any determination on your mindset, but I just don't want no young-minded-ass person. I don't want no young person, period. I just don't. But again, age doesn't matter. I feel like he should have worded it as, for me, age matters. But for most people, I like to think it would be more of the mentality of the person. But yes. Queen Rich, what are your thoughts on taking hits in relationships? And, you know, to you, does age or mentality mean anything? Does it have anything to do with it?
No, me and my girl are 6 years apart. Mentality, yes. Now, a lot of times women, or, you know, I'm not just going to say women, but people who have been, who had a traumatized or traumatizing childhood, their mentality is unstable and it is not fully developed, or maybe not to the age that they are whenever you guys met. I do believe in growing and molding each other into, you know what I'm saying, decent, you know what I mean? Not like just, you know, build a bird, build a bitch type shit. Just, you know, learn each other. Speak, communicate.
Build a bear, build a bitch.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, how is when you do this and that? Like, really talk and really work that shit out. I think that a lot of shit, you do have to be able to take a hit, and not that you can't feel it, you know what I mean? Because you can take a hit and you can feel it and still, you know, be able to work through that shit. Some people, you know, like you said, can't take a hit, and either one of us over here. Because, you know, and I don't think it's healthy either to be throwing hits, whether it's physical, verbal, you know, emotionally or whatever. I don't think, you know, I'm not a big fan of physically fighting. I don't, and we came a long way, a long fucking way. Anybody that's out there that is lesbian, two girls together all the time, listen, baby, you gonna fight. But you have to be able to communicate with your partner. Now, if you would have been like, hey, I don't like to fight, I don't do that in my relationship, this, that, 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 and they still do it, and, you know, you get start having flashbacks of your ex and y'all fighting, and you got PTSD, and I go, leave. Because I guarantee it's a lot of characteristics in that person that, you know what I mean, that you just got out of, like, for real. But if you got somebody that's willing to work, you know, through the punches, through the hits, I'm not saying, you know what I mean, physically, because nobody should be hitting nobody. Now, we do over here.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you must be in a kick-ass mood, because
sometimes.
When I was talking hits, I mean it like, you know, shit, when baby, when we ain't gonna, we don't know what we're gonna eat today, you know, we don't know how we're gonna thug this shit out. I don't, now, people,
yes.
I know she took that and meant like physical. I like to kick ass myself, but I don't want y'all fighting people. Like she said, nobody should be hitting nobody, but I'm talking about the hit the hard time. I should have worded that better. I'm sorry.
Hard times,
but you know,
people. If you can't get through it with that person, you don't need to be with them. I'm telling you. If y'all, listen, It's been so much shit that we done went through, I done been through, and you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure she done been through. But if you don't feel like you can, that person has your fucking back, just like you said earlier, that 50-50 shit, no, that is not what makes the relationship perfect. That's not how shit goes at all, because sometimes one person may not be able to pull this off, and they have, you got to go over here, and they got to do one thing, and you got to bring up that. It's all about fucking partnership. And you know what? I actually like that better than relationship. Because because if you don't have a partnership in your relationship, what do you have? Sex? Arguing, fighting?
Boom.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it?
And it's so crazy because you're getting into what I wanted to say again, but I was going to save that for later because, again, you just broke it down like, what the fuck is a relationship? You want a partnership. You want somebody that got you through and through. A relationship is a fucking connection. I want more than a connection.
Thank you.
I will say, you know, in relationships, you know, even in ones I've been in and, you know, just ones that I see or know of, you know, I feel like there's too much competitiveness. And I'm only speaking for people, you know, I speak to every day, you know, my surroundings. I'm not speaking for you, you know, the listeners. But it's too much competitiveness, and where and when did women start thinking, you know, they were the prize and it stopped there? If you choose one another, would that not make you both the prize? I'm fucking confused. But what makes the woman so much better than the man in the relationship when you're both the prize? Because I know, and I'm, again, not speaking for everybody, and I'm not even speaking for myself, but what I've seen is women, they feel like, oh, I'm supposed to get this, this, this. You're supposed to treat me like this because my daddy did this, this, this. You know what I'm saying? But you can treat me like shit, and I got to take it because you're used to royalty. Bitch, please. It do not work like that. In the man, what's so embarrassing about commitment? Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Where did we go wrong? And where? Who told you it was to, you know, love one person? I know polygamy is a thing, and if that's your thing, that's you. But if you know in your heart, like, you want to be with one person and one person only, why the fuck is your friend, well, why are they opinions even enough to make you make the actions, you know, or make any changes right. outside of what you've been doing? You know what I'm saying? And so for me, I feel like I love to be the balance. Like, I don't want to be at war all the time. Like I said, you know, kicking ass is fun, but you don't want that with your partner. Like, you're my partner, not my enemy. And if you're doing better in anything I lack, show me. I'm never too grateful for, you know, my knowledge, the experience that I'll turn away a lesson. So I don't mind being a student. And I say that because not everybody knows how to love. They should, but they don't, because some people are raised on survival.
Right.
But, you know, right. don't be afraid to tell me something in fear of me doing better or me, you know, changing my mind about something. Or once you put me on, you know, I'm going to leave you. Or, you know how people think. People be like,
yeah.
oh, I don't want to tell her this because this, this, this. I don't want to be like that.
Ooh.
I should be able, if you kiss somebody today, you should be able to fucking tell me. And we're going to come up with a plan.
Mm.
And I'm, oh, Lord, that was the wrong example. But we're going to figure out a way. You know,
yeah.
I can only speak for myself in my relationship. So I know I've experienced it to where, you know, a motherfucker was just like, you know, you start making more money than me. They start going to work three jobs, and then now we don't see each other. We're not spending the time because you're not making as much. But I wanted to ask you, like, have you ever experienced any competitiveness in your past or current relationship?
Girl, I'm going to I'm thinking on the past relationship because it's so fucking funny. It's stupid. Like, listen to this. So, already fucking poor as fuck, bitch. Can't, ain't got no car. The bitch, I'm walking from, you know, by the hospital, Rose Street. I'm walking from Rose. I'm walking out fucking professional in Wichita. Working at the Taco Bell by Country Park and shit. Walking all the way by the hospital to sometimes from sometimes. Cause, you know, I have to get a ride to work. I have to get to work. Can't nobody come get me. I got to hit it. You know what I'm saying? Period. Only one working. This bitch selling pussy. $40 here and there. $60 here and there. And the bitch will literally, shut the fuck up. Listen, will literally find a ride to my job if we're arguing just to act the fool. Can you believe that? Just to act a fool. Now, why you couldn't find me a ride to work, bitch? Bitch, we got bills
no,
tonight.
Please,
you could
put all
me
that energy and finding me a ride, bitch.
Like, what the fuck? You came all the way up here to jeopardize the only thing that's paying these bills over here because your dick sucking money ain't helping. Barely, it's behind the weed.
Exactly.
I can only say.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, like, it just, bro, like, it was just so fucking stupid to be even putting myself through that. I can't even just believe it, like, for real. It was the most pitiful time of my life. So many stupid decisions, you know, it was just so dumb, but whatever. Like, no, that's not a partnership, like, for real. Like, ain't no reason for you to be coming up here. You need to be doing, getting your half of shit. And let me get my half of shit. I don't give a fuck how mad you is.
First off, not to, you know, reroute from the topic. Who the fuck made selling pussy second dick $40? Not to say, you know what I'm saying, you need to be out there prostituting, but who
listen,
put that price on that?
I don't know who put the price on the back page, I guess. I don't fucking know. I wouldn't, you know, I'm not, I'm just, look, listen. I'm just
and
bullshit
ain't seen
at this
me
point.
In
2 weeks,
and I got $500. What are y'all doing?
Oh, God, like, for real, why?
And that ain't even, that wasn't no invitation for no, you know, no exchange. It was just like, damn, I ain't seen you in a while. What you been doing? We had a conversation.
Right.
Money. What are y'all doing? You better, conversation, can do the job. But if y'all getting $40 for y'all mouth, y'all butt, y'all ass, oh my, y'all pussy, y'all ass, I just don't know. Come to me. I will help you. And I'm being dead ass. I help you.
I really think that's dolphin prices, honestly. Dolphin prices, you know. I don't know. But listen.
Well, I can sell it better than you.
It's nothing like having a partnership in your relationship, period, point blank. Because if I ain't got it, she can't. Sign if I can't. Significant other. Sign if I can't. Because I can't sign nothing with my felonies and shit. But baby, you hear me? And whatever else. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of shit. Whatever I can't do, you gonna have to do. And if you're not doing it, then what are we doing?
I agree. And, you know, I love how, you know, you speak so highly on your relationship. That's what you want, you know what I'm saying, and to really walk through that. And so that leads me, and I'm, again, if you don't, well, not again, but if you don't want to answer, you don't. But I wanted to know, like, have you ever felt like at any point your current relationship wasn't worth it? And I ain't trying to step on no toes. I promise you we getting somewhere.
Oh, my God. I thought that, girl, I get mad because, like I said, girl, we get down. Now, not like that physically, but we talk shit and we argue. And when we have those days, like, you know, our moon cycles, they, you know, run close. So we have those days a lot. But, girl, I'd be so nerve-wracking because I do be like, bitch, this is not worth it. I'd be ready to go. Girl, tell me why I drive around probably an hour or so, or you know what I mean? I go dip off maybe to the casino or something by myself, girl, and be ready to come home and get right up under her.
Yeah, and shit like don't work like that. You gone, you stay gone. Don't come get up under me.
No, because don't tell me to leave just because you don't want to talk. No, but it goes down like that. But it's always like that's home. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like there's been a time that I, you know, felt like this is it. I haven't felt that, truly, honestly. No, not in this. This is going to be our fifth year in September.
Damn, that's a long time.
It is.
And to really just, you know, be able to go through, you know, everything y'all have been through and still be, you know, as close as y'all are and still have that love. That's exactly why I asked, because, you know, people act like it's not possible. And I'm not saying for you, but people act like it's not possible to fall out of love or just have that little period to where, you know what I'm saying, the love is still there, but, you know what I'm saying, the affection is a little slim to none. But people that are deserving of the love they feel they need, they work it out, and they beat the odds, and they find that love again. And I've experienced falling out of love and just staying there, but I've also experienced falling out of love and finding it again, you know, with that same person. Ooh. And I feel like people these days, they do get caught up in trying to outdo the next, and it leads to motherfucking roads that they can't maneuver through because that path was never intended for them. And people be so worried about what one brings to the table, and it seems to just be bullshit and negativity each time. And so I feel like if you're constantly making life hard for the other person, can you even say that you're deserving of a relationship?
Right.
It just don't work like that. And I know we're cutting it close, and there's a lot of questions because, like I told you, I just be wanting to know how people's minds operate, but what about the baggage that comes with the person individually when you're trying to build a relationship? Is that shit worth it?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. It never really ends because unless that person handles the baggage themselves, honestly. You can give advice. You can be there for them as a partner, as a significant other or whatever. But I don't think, you know, the extra, you know, baggage that you bring to a relationship is ever really handled until you handle that yourself. And that's why, oh, girl, like, it's so important to be your own person while you're still in a relationship. And that's something that we're working on. Like, literally, we have plans. I've told her, like, we have to plan trips. We got 3 trips in the summer. Family, you know what I mean? Like, just because, like, I feel like that is so important. I don't ever want to make anybody feel like, or not just anybody, but my woman feel like she is not her own person. I'm always telling her, like, girl, and we talk like friends, like girl, for real. You need to start spending some money, like buying yourself something nice sometimes after checks. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, a lot of people get lost and think that it's a bad thing to do stuff, you know, for yourself or by yourself, with yourself, for yourself when you're in a relationship. I'm all for it because I've lost myself before, and I couldn't imagine going back to that place, and I don't ever want that to happen. Anytime I feel, and that's my problem right there, anytime shit gets to being feeling shaky and shit like that, I get scared. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how that feels to be in that place. But at the same time, like I said before, I'm ready to go. I'm prepared to go through whatever I have to go through anytime to elevate. And if that's what, you know what I'm saying, spirit is for my current relationship to end badly. I hate that because I'm going to always love her. I hate that. Now, if we haven't built it up to, you know, and I know we're cutting it close, but if we, over these 5 years, we haven't built our relationship up to where we feel like we want to keep going. Let's say she want to, you know, hey, this ain't going, I don't want to do another year, you know, of this life with you. I want to go off and do, like, I will be happy for her. But everybody doesn't think like that. And I think a lot of people get stuck, you know what I'm saying, in relationships because they are scared to go through, you know what I'm saying, that stage of, because sometimes you got to fight your way out of relationships. It's thick as fuck, but you do. Be honest, you do. Sometimes, you know, people don't want to deal with being lonely. People don't want to sleep alone at night type shit. Some motherfuckers don't want to pay their bills on their own. Yeah, let's say that. But my biggest fear is ending this relationship badly because I do love the fuck out of my woman. And if she were to say that, hey, that's it, then, hey, I ain't gonna hold you. You know what I'm saying? Because I know we done had some good times. We done went through some shit. But I don't know. That's me with this relationship.
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, I didn't go down there today with y'all to sound like being in a relationship is a bad thing. But like Queen Rich said, I want a partnership. I can't speak for everybody else. I don't want a relationship. But Queen Rich, back to the first question asked, and I wanted to know, you know, did you change your mind how you felt at the beginning, or are your answers still the same? Do you are you in a relationship or just relating? And if a gun was to your head and someone asked you if a relationship was worth it, would it be a yes or a no?
I'm in a relationship, not just relating. We did our relating in the beginning because we did relate a lot, and, you know, understand, got to know each other and built up our friendship and everything. But relationship, friendship, partnership, whatever, we in that. If a gun was to my head, would my life be worth my relationship? Hell fucking no. My life? Come on. I have fucking kids, man. Think about it. Think about it. You know, the future.
No, I'm just saying, would you say relationships are worth it? Not your life versus a relationship. It was just a yes or no question. Oh. I don't want you to die behind it. But, you know, like I said, when you find somebody to make the relationship worth it, because no relationship is perfect, it's definitely worth that ride, whatever ride you're going to take. But don't just explore whatever because, you know, you have years invested or history, as y'all like to call it, you young generation. If a person is not leveling up to upgrade their life, to make their life better for themselves first and then y'all together as a whole, then that person is not for you. Motherfuckers be lonely and bored. And what happens when you get bored? Mm-hmm. Most jump to the next dick or pussy smoking. So you have to be mindful of where you stand in your relationship. And don't let your loyalty cause you an entrapment or entanglement. But I wanted to see, Queen Rich, before we close out, did you have any words or anything else to add to the show?
Remember, y'all have a choice. And whatever you don't want to put up with in your life, don't. Fuck it. Like, for real. And whatever you do want in your life, fight for that shit. That's it. We love y'all. I love y'all. Meet me back here Sunday for Frequency Sunday. That's it. At 7. That's all I have to say.
All right, beautiful souls. It is about that time. And to all you loving vibers, you know, I do appreciate y'all for listening in to us. And meet us back here Sunday for Frequency Sunday, 7 p.m. And also meet us back Monday with Queen Rich for Motivational Mondays at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all enjoy the rest of your night, beautiful people.
Gotta be assertive, but is it worth it? Look at you, you're perfect. A chance with you, I deserve it. But I'm so nervous. Come to your crib, I like your babe. These babe moved away before I got a chance to say. I got a crush, well, it's more than a crush on you. No, I'm not crazy, I'm just waiting on words of saying I want you. I've got a crush, well, it's more than a crush on you.